This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Opener and another high-profile game coming up here in a couple of minutes. I did want to play one more soundbite from my conversation last month with Mike North. Mike is the VP of broadcast planning for the NFL and one of the key members of the NFL schedule making team. I asked him about kind of the leaks that have, you know, sprung. I mean, there are Twitter accounts, websites dedicated to, you know, this NFL schedule release. It's become a bit of a cottage industry on its own. And in recent years, if you followed a lot of the leaks, most of them are actually inaccurate. And there was a big leak last night that many of you took and ran with. And it might be true. You know, I had multiple people in my life say, actually, this guy that leaked this, he's been right more than he's been wrong. But I want you to hear what Mike North said about the days leading up to the schedule release and all of the leaks that come out.
All well and good, and love that people care and love that there's interest, but literally anybody who thinks they know anything about a game or the schedule or a team schedule is fake news. I mean, there's just literally nothing locked in yet. And oh, by the way, none of this gets approved until the boss says it's approved. So if we're looking at a, you know, May 13, 14, 15 or so time frame to release the schedule, kind of where we've been these last few years, right, second week in May, that means, you know, Monday morning the 12th, whatever that is, Monday, May 12th, we're in Commissioner Goodell's office, let the computers run all weekend, probably have a nice long Zoom call on Mother's Day night, everybody loves that, but then come in Monday morning with, here's some great options, Commish. Here's one that has Washington-Philly for kickoff. Here's one that has Detroit-Philly for kickoff. Here's one that has Denver-Philly for kickoff. They're all great. They're all slightly different, obviously. So it's not really like this one's better than that one. It's almost more like ice cream flavors at that point. Vanilla, chocolate, strawberry, they're all delicious, Commissioner. Got to pick one and put it out at some point. You give us another month, we'll find you a few more flavors. Here's a Rocky Road, here's a Pralines and Cream. They're all great by that point, I hope. And I hope we've met with him enough along the way that we're not surprising him with anything. And those targets that he thinks we cannot miss on, you know, we've hit. So now it's just kind of on the margins. And is this one a little better for Washington? If so, it's a little worse for Philly. Is this one a little better for CBS? If so, it's a little worse for Fox. And just kind of try to find that balance, thread that needle, and pick a winner. Anybody who thinks they know what the commissioner is going to say is definitely, you know, not a chance.
There you go. That was from the horse's mouth, from the schedule makers themselves. They may not even have at this point it finalized until the commissioner looks at it. Sometimes it's the Monday morning after Mother's Day or Mother's Day night on a conference call. So take that for what it's worth. Doesn't mean that some of the leaks that have come out on the schedule, and there have been a few of them so far, the leaks that have come out have been some of the international games, and one of those is Washington at Miami, which many of you took and ran with as fact. I don't know that it is. I would imagine that there's, you know, a chance, And I will share with you what I think of that specific opportunity here in a moment. So I do this every year. It's kind of ridiculous, but it's a bit, and many of you like it. Many of you think it's stupid. I think, you know, it's something that I would do, whether I was doing it on the show or not. For nearly 20 years, I've been doing a mock Washington schedule. I'll have on my podcast tomorrow my entire mock schedule out, and I will then go through it on Monday on the show. But on the radio show today, I'm going to give you my mock season opener and another high-profile game. I was going to do it all on Monday, but the league announced yesterday that on Monday morning, they're going to start releasing some of the games. And unlike in previous years, more likely than not, Washington's going to be mentioned a couple of times officially before the actual schedule comes out in its entirety on Wednesday. So let's start with my mock season opener. So there's a lot about the schedule this year, and I'll repeat this on Monday. 17 games over 18 weeks. Everybody understands that. This is the year that the NFC plays 8 at home, 9 on the road. In considering Washington's, you know, season opener, 4 years in a row until last year, they had opened at home. 2020 Philadelphia, 2021 the Chargers, 2022 Jacksonville, 2023 Arizona. They had four straight home games in their season opener before last year switched to a road game at Tampa. I don't know that that's a big factor in the schedule creation. I just have a feeling that it'll even out a little bit. And so I think Washington opens up on the road. And part of it, too, is just looking at the Thursday night opportunity. Let me just tell you, I don't have Washington opening up at Philadelphia in the season opener on September 4th. I think there are bigger opportunities for Washington-Philadelphia times two this year, and the NFL schedule makers may see it that way. It would be a massive game. Don't get it, you know, a rematch of the NFC Championship game. Last year was a rematch of the AFC title game between Baltimore and KC. But Philadelphia's got a lot of possibilities that are really good at home and that don't necessarily use up a massive game for either Fox or NBC or, you know, potentially even, you know, Monday Night Football on ESPN ABC. I think Philadelphia is going to end up opening at home against somebody like the Rams, a rematch from that snow game. Maybe somebody like Chicago with Ben Johnson and his first game. I don't think it's going to be Washington. This is mock. This is a hunch. I just, so everybody understands, I think the most I've ever gotten right is 4, and then the second most I've ever gotten right is 2, and that's only happened a couple of times. Getting one right is success. But I've got Washington still on opening weekend in a very high-profile spot. And I went back and forth with two potential opponents on Sunday Night Football, September 7th. You know, the biggest, you know, game in terms of the biggest audience size is Sunday night more than Monday night. Now, the Thursday night game will be massive, the opener. But again, I think that they will save Washington Philly times two for other high-profile spots because they can get away with putting almost anybody against Philadelphia on opening night and getting a massive audience. But I do think that Washington and Jaden Daniels open up on Sunday Night Football. And because I'm leaning more of a road game because they had four home in a row before playing on the road last year, it was a choice between what would be an amazing Sunday night opener at Arrowhead against Patrick Mahomes and the Kansas City Chiefs and a traditional staple high-profile game in the history of NFL schedule making, Washington and Dallas. I think Kansas City and Washington is a high-profile opportunity. I went with Dallas on the road Sunday Night Football for Washington's season opener. For one, Dallas has kind of, you know, occupied that Sunday night NBC spot on opening weekend many times over the years. Not every year, but more times than any other team. Washington and Dallas have played on Sunday Night Football a bunch against each other. Jaden Daniels, Washington at Dallas, Sunday Night Football, September 7th. That is my mock Washington season opening game.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Nerds!
Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Smart Travel doesn't just cover points and miles. They break down all the financial aspects of your trip, whether that's the best days to book, how to avoid hidden fees, or which fancy travel credit cards pay off, and which ones are just an expensive flex. If you want your travel budget to work harder, then dive into the best deals, products, services, and more with Smart Travel from NerdWallet, wherever you get your podcasts.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
It was a coin flip between that and Kansas City, but I think Kansas City is going to be desired by a lot of the networks. You know, NBC for sure, and it doesn't mean that I won't have Washington at Kansas City in a Sunday night game later on in the season. But a Thursday night Washington, Kansas City, a Monday night, a Sunday afternoon 4:25 on CBS. I guarantee you CBS would love to have Washington and Kansas City as a high-profile, standalone doubleheader game at some point maybe in November during sweeps period, rating sweeps period. I went with Dallas, Washington at Dallas, as my season opener on Sunday Night Football, September 7th. So that leads me to my other high-profile game. Now, I swear to you on my children that this was done yesterday before any leaks came out. And if I need proof of that, one of my very best friends in life will jump on and attest to it because I shared this with him yesterday in a conversation. Because he said, when do you do that dumb mock schedule bit that you do? And I said, actually, I just finished it. And he said, well, what were the big things? And I said, there was a big challenge for me between Madrid or Thanksgiving. To me, and we played the soundbite from Mike North last hour, Mike North from the NFL schedule making office suggested and implied that Washington more likely than not would not get Madrid and Thanksgiving. It would be an either or situation. Does that mean it's etched in stone? No. But I'm going to go with it and say that he was giving us a clue that it was either going to be Thanksgiving against the Cowboys. And by the way, Thanksgiving could mean the Thanksgiving night game as well against somebody else. But it was either going to be Thanksgiving or it was going to be Madrid. And to me, it was a Madrid and Christmas Day versus no Madrid, no Christmas Day, but Thanksgiving Day. And I went with swearing on my children that this was out before any of the leaks, and we don't even know if the leaks are true. I had mocked Washington to Madrid to face the Miami Dolphins on November 16th in a game that would start at 9:30 a.m. Eastern. In part because I really want it to be true, because I would love to go to that game. That's a game that I think I'm going to try to find a way to go to if I'm able to. There's no guarantee I can. But Madrid is a great city. They've never hosted an NFL game, and for the first game in Madrid to put Washington and Jaden Daniels in that city, that was a game that I mocked. Swear to God on my kids that I had mocked this before some people on the internet leaked it last night. And again, I played the Mike North soundbite because he said everything that comes out right now is fake news. So it may not even be true. But I went with it. I might be right. I might be wrong. But I mocked Washington to Madrid to face Miami, which means, based on my belief, based on what Mike North said, another clue as to what I'll have on my mock, that they're not playing on Thanksgiving, but they'll end up playing on Christmas Day. So there you go. At Dallas, Sunday Night Football, September 7th, as the season opener, and November 16th in Madrid against the Miami Dolphins, 9:30 a.m. Eastern. Those are the two games I'm giving out to you, but you've also learned that I'm not going to have them on Thanksgiving, but I am going to have them on Christmas Day in my mock schedule. I'm going to try to not pay attention to any of the leaks that come out. I promise you I will not alter my mock schedule to include any of the leaks because I don't know that the leaks are true. And Mike North said, it's fake news. Nobody knows for sure until at least Monday when the commissioner comes in and puts his blessing on all of it. So there you go. Those are the two games. Now, something that we've done in the past, we'll do again. And I'm gonna focus on opening night and ask all of you, do you want Washington to open up on September 4th, Thursday night, kickoff game in Philadelphia against the defending champs? When they raise a banner or whatever they do, do you want that game or not? 301-230-0980, 301-230-0980. If you want to add anything else, you can get one other, you know, hunch or thing that you'd like to see on Washington's schedule, but that's it. I don't want your mock schedule. I don't want your four or five primetime games. I want a yes or no on whether or not you want Washington to open in the season opener at Philadelphia on Thursday Night Football, September 4th. Yes or no on that. And then you can give me one other thing that you'd like to see or one other hunch that you have. 301-230-0980. Phone lines are open. If you've been thinking about new windows, my recommendation as always is Window Nation. If you've got older windows, you should be preparing for the summer heat with energy efficient windows from Window Nation. Their windows are built to keep your house cool during hot summer days. Window Nation has some of the best energy efficient windows out there. Their windows frequently outperform and outlast ones from the expensive guys, and their windows are assembled right here in the United States. Make a smart investment now, and you could save money for many years to come. Window Nation offers a lifetime warranty on all their windows. You can save long into the future. Now, the deal right now is their semi-annual deal. You get 60% off all windows. For 2 years, you don't have to pay anything. No down payment, no payments, and no interest charged for 2 years until 2027. If you purchase a house full of windows, they'll give you a free entry door with that house full of window purchase. Window Nation, you can trust. They've got an A-plus rating from the Better Business Bureau. 96% customer satisfaction rating and over 20,000 five-star reviews on Google. Call them now, 866-90-NATION, or head to windownation.com. Mention my name. They'll come out and schedule a fast, free estimate. 866-90-NATION for 60% off and no payments for 2 full years with no interest charged and a free entry door if you buy a house full of windows. 866-90-NATION, windownation.com.
Podcasting isn't just evolving. It's having a full-blown identity crisis. I'm Allison Marino, host of What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined, a new series that pulls back the curtain on the forces shaping the medium now and what that means for all of us who love podcasts. I'm really excited to share the official trailer where you'll hear from some of the biggest names in the space. Ira Glass, Leo Laporte, Guy Raz, Hernan Lopez, Lex Friedman, AJ Feliciano, Dan Granger, and yeah, me too. Here it is now.
I still want to kill the word podcast.
That's not just a hot take. It's a symptom of an identity crisis.
Big company run media, and people are trusting it less and less. It's really important that we're independent.
There's a handful of companies that control the vast majority of podcast inventory that have the vast majority of the gigantic shows.
We left radio behind for a reason. We wanted to get away from all the gatekeepers.
I don't know that you could do this as effectively in video.
Podcasting is at a crossroads. I've watched the industry swing from hype to consolidation to reinvention. But this time it's different. From the producers of the documentary Age of Audio, Oxford Road presents the Media Roundtable special series. What's a podcast? The revolution redefined.
All of us who work in the media, like, yeah, we got to run a business and like, we got to make a living and we got to sell our ads and we got to do all that. But we all got into it because like, I think most of us, like, it just gave us a feeling.
A three-part series where you'll hear the leading industry voices give their takes on what podcasting has become and where it's headed next. Teaming up with Oxford Road and Age of Audio director Sean Colon for this series was fun, but also kind of a wake-up call. If you love this medium as much as I do, you've got to listen to What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined. It's out now, wherever you get your podcasts.